I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The early history of Oregon was filled with racist and exclusionary laws, including ordinances that prohibited people of color from living within Eugene city limits or purchasing property there. It wasn't until 1948 that two houses on High Street became the first black-owned properties in town. Even then, it was only because Osborne Hotel owner Joe Early loaned money to C.B. and Annie Mims to purchase the houses under his name. The Mims houses became one of the few welcoming places for the black community, including visiting black entertainers and athletes. Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and Nat King Cole are among those who stayed in the Mims house at a time when white hotels would not even rent a room to them overnight. Willie Mims is the son of C.B. and Annie Mims, and at 81 years old, remembers the neighborhood reaction to their property purchase.
When my family bought the property, there was one lady who was living next door, in fact, who passed a petition around the community. If I remember correctly, within the first 2 weeks that we moved in, for us to move out. You could say we was fortunate enough that no one else signed the petition.
In 1948, the High Street area was not particularly desirable real estate.
At the time, that was the oldest property, the lowest rental area in town. A lot of the houses were substandard housing. These particular houses would fit in both of those categories. Actually, one of the houses really should have been condemned because it was most of it sitting on the ground.
Any roof overhead was preferable to their previous quarters in what was known as Tent City along the north bank of the Willamette River near where the Ferry Street Bridge and Alton Baker Park are now. C.B. Mims had brought his family to Eugene to look for work after the end of World War II, but it wasn't easy to find.
My father had experience as a millwright before the war in the South. We came to this area because of his skills, but when he got here, he couldn't even get a job on the green chain. So he worked as and died as a janitor.
His job at the Osborne Hotel at the corner of 8th and Pearl proved to be a life changer. Joe Early's loan of over $5,000 to the Mims family was controversial in the community, but successful in a social and business sense. The Mims family repaid the loan within a few years, and the black community gained an important cornerstone. Willie Mims was young when some of the great entertainers stayed in the house. He doesn't remember much of the visit of Ella Fitzgerald, and his youthful priorities were understandably different.
I was young. I probably was more into Fat Domino than I was Louis Armstrong. Ella wasn't. They was my parents' generation. My music was different, and also I was more prone to go out and play, you know, with my childhood friends than sit around the table talking about whatever they talked about. But I went to Louis Armstrong's dance with my sister and a cousin. So that was kind of fun to dance with these people who were 5 or 6 feet taller than I was, you know. I can remember that really well.
Black athletes also struggled, even when their talents were in demand. The Mims House became a necessary haven for athletes during the tenure of Len Casanova, who became the UO's head football coach in 1951.
Len Casanova, probably about 1952. I remember actually sitting at my mom's dinner table trying to find some place for two of his recruits having a place to stay because they couldn't find a place in the university community or particularly downtown.
Succeeding decades saw slow progress for the black community economically and socially. Willie Mims became an activist for change in the 1960s, as well as a successful businessman, including founding the Oregon Wooden Screen Door Company in 1984, selling vintage screen doors nationwide. He's seen significant change over the decades and yet notes that the issues of inequality persist.
I've seen some things change, but on the other hand, those same things, say like education or housing, that sort of thing, they're still around. You know, folks on an individual basis, they pop up here and there, whether we're talking about the legal structure, where we're talking about our relationship with the police, you know, like we still have all those problems. They just come at you in a different way.
He and his wife Sally have restored the Mims house at 330 High Street, which is now on both the local and national historic registries. A monument to the history there has just been completed and will be unveiled at a public ceremony on Sunday, May 29th, an event which will be a benefit for the NAACP. Eric Richardson is the current president of the Eugene Springfield unit of the NAACP and has known the Mims family since shortly after his own family's arrival in the area in 1971. He sees the importance of the Mims house from a different perspective.
The Mims house has a great sweep of history. Mary Skinner herself used to live in one of the houses. So this history transcends race, but it includes the story of race, which is really like symbolic of our story, our American story.
That the house and its monument are a part of the entire community's story is echoed by Willie Mims.
Well, I really think that is something that really represents the whole community because it is part of the community's history. And I definitely think that it stands there as a salute to that history, but also a reminder where we really don't want to go back to, that we want to move forward. But those things did happen, and we don't want them things to happen anymore. I mean, that's enough.
The monument and the unveiling ceremony will include a rich variety of historical aspects about the house and community, including the history of the first black church in Eugene, St. Mark's, which brought together members of different denominations into one house of worship. Eric Richardson sees this preservation of the past as an essential path to the future.
The importance is the honoring of our elders and of the path that has gotten us here. You've heard the saying that we stand on the shoulder of giants. I just want to recognize those giants in any way we can. Looking back and seeing those folks who persevered in a positive manner and honoring them and taking lessons from them is very important. So I think this memorial does that in a very concrete way.
For his part, Willie Mims wishes the house and monument to honor the efforts of all those who helped to bring slow, positive change along the way.
I just hope that it represents some of the hard work that good people did. A lot of people sacrifice in order to get some changes made in this community because most of the changes that's made from the days of the middle 40s to today didn't come about because the community was just open arm and volunteered to have that happen. There's folks that lost a lot. They lost on education to be able to be out there on the front line. They lost in a lot of kind of opportunities for themselves. It's just self-sacrificing to make the whole better. And I think that when we can infuse better people that does better things, that means that the community is benefiting from that.
The Mims House celebration will be on Sunday, May 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. at 330 High Street in Eugene, with the memorial unveiling at 1:30 p.m. King Estates Winery and Ninkasi Brewing Company will begin pouring beverages at 2 p.m. with the proceeds benefiting the Eugene Springfield unit of the NAACP. For more information, NAACPLaneCounty.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.